You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR.
Thank you.
And you are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy.
And my name is Jenny.
And welcome to Sonosphere. We have a special program for you today.
Yes.
We're going to do a little reading. We're going to play tunes that we've been either listening to a lot this year and or have come out this year. So we just heard from Eve Essex, who actually came on our show earlier this year and did a show here at Crosstown Arts. And so that was really fun. That was Fabulous Truth, released this year. And then Jenny played a few songs before that.
Yeah. Before that, we heard some Tennis Coats and Pastels. Yeah. And we also heard some Philip Glass to cool. start the show off.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a little special thing we're going to do of a little reading. And yes. Jenny's going to tell us all about that.
Yeah. We're going to try this out. It perhaps has never been done on the radio before, but it probably has.
Probably, but maybe not. We don't know.
Not here. Yeah. So what we are going to do today is, the end of the year is coming, and that's a great time to reflect on what has happened this year. And so we are going to do an I Ching reading. I Ching is also known as the Book of Changes. And essentially it's the ancient Chinese oracle, and mm-hmm. you get a reading and you interpret it as you will. And so this is for everyone listening, and we're going to give it a go, but I'll tell you just a little bit about the I Ching so you know what is going on. So from this particular translation that we're using today, it says, on its surface, the I Ching is merely a book. It is a very old book, one that has survived for thousands and thousands of years in many different forms, but it is just a book. It is also a very wise book. It is regarded as the foundation text of Chinese wisdom and philosophy, and was instrumental to sages such as Confucius, whose education and teachings were formed by it, but it is just a book. And beneath the surface, however, the Book of Changes is more than just a book. It is a living, breathing oracle, a patient and all-seeing teacher who can be relied upon for flawless advice at every turning point in our lives. So we're going to see what the oracle has to say to us today.
Yes.
And we're going to do this in three parts over the course of the show.
Yep.
The first one is about to happen right now. We're going to throw three coins, particularly nickels, and heads or tails determines what the reading is. So, okay. Hopefully this isn't too loud, but we're going to throw them on the table. Heads, tails, heads. So... eight.
All right, heads, tails,
math
heads.
On the spot.
Eight, math on the spot.
Yeah, which I know it's simple math, but. So we have an eight, which means we get a broken line. Okay, do you want to throw the next one?
Sure.
Also, as we're doing this, you can think about what you want the oracle to tell you. It can be specific, it can be very open.
Tails, tails, heads.
Okay, so we've got a seven, which is a unbroken line. Let's do one more, and then
okay.
one more throw.
Heads, heads, tails.
Heads, six, seven, eight. Okay. Eight again. Okay. So we have our lower trigram, and stay tuned for the upper trigram.
Right after this new, the latest release from General Labor. Our buddies. So stay tuned here to Sonosphere and for more readings and music on WYXR 91.7.
Yeah.
And you are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And we are bringing you a special show today, playing some of the favorites that we've loved this year and some that have come out this year as well that we've also loved. And we are doing an I Ching reading as well. We've already done the first part. But before we get to the reading, let's talk about the tunes that we've just played.
Okay. What we just heard was Astral K. And the title, or that title of that track is Are You a Literal Child?
Literally. Child.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. And then we also heard Cindy Lee.
Kingdom Come off their new album.
That came out this year.
Yeah, this year. Yeah. This Astral K album also came out this year.
Awesome. Some good, good things happening this year. And then we also heard a local, Anna Rose Baker, who was a pick of my friend Rachel Lawrence. So shout out to you, Rachel, for bringing out some local folks who've released albums this year. So we heard Anna Rose Baker. And then what did we hear before that?
General Labor.
We did.
Yeah.
Speaking of local folks, our friends, General Labor. Great group. And so let's move on to the reading. Tell us what we've missed. What did we do the first time around?
Okay. So just a bit ago, we rolled the coins, threw the coins three times to get our lower trigram.
Right.
And we are doing an I Ching reading, and that is the Chinese oracle, also known as the Book of Changes. Something interesting you may or may not know is composer John Cage often used the I Ching in his compositions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually my first experience with the I Ching, playing some cacti.
Me too, because I was there at that show.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, but the I Ching, I've been doing it ever since.
We played radios that year too.
We did, 12 radios played by 24 people.
Uh-huh.
It was a magical moment.
It was.
but let's throw the coins three more times to get the upper trigram.
Okay,
let's and then
do
that
it.
Will give us our reading.
It's all on the floor.
I think it's fine.
Well, the one on the floor is tails. We've got heads and heads on the table.
Okay, we have, that's an eight.
It's an eight.
A broken line. Okay, let's...
You want to do this one?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, and as you're listening, think about what you want to learn from the Chinese oracle. It can be a specific thing or more broad.
Okay, we have a heads.
And...
two tails.
Okay, that's a seven. We have lots of sevens and eights here. So, okay, one more roll.
Okay.
Two tails and a head.
Wow. Okay, so we've got our full hexagram, and after we listen to some more music, I will figure out what this reading is and then read it to you all.
All right, well, let's hear a release this year by Kim Deal. As y'all know her from the Pixies, and she released her solo album, Nobody Loves You More. So let's hear a track off of that.
Right here.
On Sonosphere. WYXR.
I just stop at the sight of you standing there. I mean to tell you, nobody loves you more. I mean to tell you, nobody loves you more. look at you, I forget why I'm standing. Thank you.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We are a nonprofit radio station, as y'all know. So thank you for tuning in and for supporting the station. You can donate if you'd like at WYXR.org. Get in that holiday spirit, everybody.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So we are playing some tunes that we've been playing that we love to play this year. Some have come out this year. And what did we just hear?
We just heard Lake. Actually heard two tracks.
Two tracks from Lake.
The album Let's Build a Roof.
Yeah.
We heard Christmas Island.
Woohoo.
And Collapsing Homes.
Okay. Well, I like Christmas album. I hope nobody's homes collapse.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard Mary Oakers, her latest album out this year, How to Start a Revolution. And we are here today also to read, finish the reading, the I Ching reading that we are doing. So, Jenny, just do a little quick recap.
Yeah. So we have thrown three nickels six times. And depending on heads or tails, that determines what our reading is. And this is from the I Ching or the Book of Changes. And so we are doing this for you. And we have our hexagram.
We do.
And I will tell you what it is, what the reading is. It's number 59 called Dispersion or Dissolution. And I'm going to do a shorter version of what the reading is. If you want to learn more, look up the I Ching and hexagram number 59. But it's wind over water also. Okay, I'm going to jump in and read it quick. Okay, the hexagram Huan comes to indicate that there are rigidity and harshness present, either in yourself or others, and that they should be dissolved now for the benefit of all. Whenever we fall into a negative state, such as judgment, anger, fear, anxiety, or desire, our attitude becomes structured and inflexible. Allow harsh and unforgiving feelings to be carried away by the song of a flute, the reverberation of a drum, or the sound of the wind through the trees. In your mind's eye, see where the flow of positive energy is blocked, and then imagine this place as an ice flow breaking up in a thawing river. Until the inflexibility is removed, there can be no unity, either within your own spirit, with others, or with the sage. Remember that inferior emotions are hard, where the attitudes of the superior person, such as acceptance, detachment, modesty, innocence, and equanimity, have a quality of softness to them. By returning to this now, you ensure your own good fortune. I think those are all nice things
Absolutely.
To keep in mind as we enter the new year.
Yes, return to the softness if you can
yes.
for your own good fortune.
Yes, and we did not plan this reading at all, even though it did say, listen to the sound of a flute.
Nope. The coins chose it for
the
us.
The coins did, yes.
Well, so yes, that was our reading for today for you guys, and I loved it. Thanks, Jenny, for bringing that.
Of course.
And we're going to continue on listening to some music. You know, return to that. Return to these thoughts whenever you feel like you are feeling harsh or structured or inflexible.
Yeah.
Just remember.
And it happens.
It happens to all of
yeah.
us. So, yeah, thaw that river.
Yes.
Let it
Thank
flow.
Thank you, I Ching.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to end, or actually we have a few more songs to play here. Les Dingues Bongo, which is a label from France. They re-released and reissued Au Revoir's debut album. So I'm going to play the first song off of that called Coke right here on Sonosphere on WYXR.
Thank you. A very, very Merry Christmas.